Hello and welcome to GameraCast episode 175. I'm Paul.
And I'm Catherine.
And this is the episode recorded on the 25th of October 2009. Adam is not joining us once again because he is rock climbing in Bristol.
Or he wasn't home from rock climbing in Bristol.
A couple of news items to start off with.
I'm not sure on the date.
Not sure on what?
The date. On the first thing.
There will be a limited edition Wii released in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It will be black, as opposed to
white. They're doing what they did in Japan, because they released a special edition black one with Monster Hunter 3.
Yep, we're just trying to discover a date for this. This will be available in the UK and Republic of Ireland from the 6th of November.
So next Friday, not this Friday, come week after that.
And mainland Europe from the 20th of November.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It actually looks quite swish. It also comes with a copy of Wii Sports Resort.
As well as Wii Sports, a black controller, black nunchuck. And you also get the Wii Motion Plus with it as well.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like from this image is the stand for the Wii. If you're going to stand,
because it's still grey.
Yeah, if you're going to stand your Wii upright, I suggest you spray paint the stand so it's black.
Or just don't use the stand.
But if you're going to, I suppose you can just stand up normally, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm tempted to get one, but I see no point.
We'd have a box like this big hanging around the house.
Because I can see how big that is.
Nah, we don't need it.
No, it's nice because it's black. If my Wii dies, I'd get a black one. But it's not going to die.
I can make it happen.
I don't want to spend 180 quid.
I can make it happen.
Got to buy my phone and everything, so...
Yeah, you do have to buy your HTC HD2 Windows Mobile 6.5 device with capacitive multi-touch screen, which is 4.3 inches in size.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as one review poorly translated from Russian, described it as a shovel. Also in the news, last week we talked a bit about World of Goo.
Mm.
And
from the success of their offer, they decided to extend it for another week. So if you listen to this show tomorrow, you'll put it on tomorrow?
It will go up tomorrow at the latest.
Yeah. It should still be on, the offer. I think it ends on Monday.
The offer basically is you can buy World of Goo for whatever price you want.
Yep, they sold... over the first week, 57,000 copies, with an average sale of about $2 per copy. Unfortunately, for anyone who was quite cheap and paid out less than 30 cents, none of the money went to 2D Boy because it went in PayPal fees, pretty much.
Yeah. So I would suggest paying at least, £3 or something.
Well, yeah, even just paying like $5 or something, it's not like you're paying much. I mean, the game over here retails at 15 quid, so you pay a third of the price. It is 15 quid.
No. I don't know, I'm just launching Steam to see if my Left 4 Dead 2 code is working.
Okay. So yeah, that's cool. I still haven't played it. It's sitting on my desktop as a .exe file.
I've played it.
Well, you'd already played the demo before.
Yep.
What's next?
I'm checking Facebook. Oh, sorry. Mazujuju, the Damon Blad.
Murasame. The Demon Blade.
The Damon Blad.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a new game by... I'm not sure the company.
As Catherine wanders off, I will continue talking about what I'm doing on Steam right now.
I'm not sure who make it off by heart? Off the top of my head.
Good.
But it's made by the guys who did Odin Sphere on the PS2.
Oh, really?
Yes, which was quite a short release title, so I imagine this will be exactly the same. It's being published by Rising Star Games, and it's like a 2D little hack and slash kind of thing. I'll try and relate it to something, but... I can't think of anything similar to it off the top of my head, which I keep saying. I played it at London Expo yesterday. It's on the Wii. It's only on the Wii. I thought it seemed quite nice. Did you actually pay any attention while I was playing it? Were you watching the screen?
I was watching the screen.
What did you think?
I can't say it's really my sort of game.
I know that.
Because it's a bit old school.
But when you do things like 2D, you can get better images out of them.
Yeah, I suppose.
Which is why Odin Sphere was a 2D game. Which was really good. It didn't seem quite as epic as Odin Sphere in animation and art style. But that may have been just because I didn't see any bosses or stuff like that, because with Odin Sphere, the bosses were where it really shined. Yeah. I'll be buying it when it comes out, because it was quite nice, and you only get so many games
on the Wii. How much is it going to be?
It's retail on most websites at between £25 and £30.
I think £25 is a bit steep for it.
I don't know, it might be quite long. At least they're stocking it. A lot of places apparently aren't going to stock it. I know HMV aren't, because I was checking on their website this morning. But I would like to get it, because there aren't that many Wii games. I don't have that many Wii games. And there aren't a huge amount of good Wii games. And I would like more. And then it'll go to the pile of Wii games that I've got to play.
Yep.
I should turn it on and update the firmware, which I still haven't done yet. No, still not working.
No, my Left 4 Dead 2 demo code doesn't work. How irritating.
I'd have a moan at the dude who gave it to you.
Oh, well, he listens to the show, so he'll find out about it.
Oh, does he?
Hmm?
I said, oh, does he?
Yeah, he does. Well, he used to. I don't know if he still does. Speaking of games and stuff.
Like we always do.
People who've got the Xbox 360, last week I think we mentioned that you could sign up for the beta.
We mentioned it for the past 2 weeks. Well, we last mentioned week the update the beta. For the
yeah.
past 2 weeks.
So we've got our hands on the actual bits now. Yeah. And how can I really describe it? Twitter is kind of fun. It works as Twitter, as you'd expect. Facebook is kind of fun.
Not how I'd expect.
How would you expect it to work?
No, you keep saying stuff and then we can go in more detail.
No, tell me now.
Twitter is an application that can run in the background.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't really expecting that because I already knew it wouldn't run in the
background.
I know,
but that's what I expect of a Twitter application.
Facebook works as expected. You can see what's going on in Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Last.fm works as expected. You can listen to music.
It's nicer. I thought Last.fm was the best bit of it.
Zune Videos looks exactly like the old video store. 1080p streaming and stuff like that. Yeah, we can't really test it. We don't have a 1080p TV for a start.
Nah. You said I didn't pay £500 for my TV? Or was it more than that?
I paid £1,200 for my TV.
You said you didn't pay £1,000 for a TV?
Yeah, if you're going to get one, you might as well get something good. That's my philosophy.
Well, if you're going to be given one, in my eyes, stick with it.
Well, yeah, if I'm given a TV for nothing, yeah, I'll use that. Not everyone has been. yeah, so we do have issues with it. I mean, obviously, Twitter is a sort of application you would like running in the background.
Well, yeah, it's like on my phone, it's running in the background. On my netbook, it's running in the background. Ooh. Work, it's running in the background. Everywhere, it's
unless,
running in the
of course, you've got an iPhone, and then you can't run it in the background.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Apple suck. This is the stuff we can get away with when Adam's not here. If we said Apple suck when Adam was here, it'd be blah, 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 blah. They don't want to do that because blah, blah, blah.
That's a bad reason. You should be able to run things in the background.
Yeah, it's not really a smartphone if you can't run things in the background. We would like to see Twitter integrated into the guide so you can bring it up whenever you want, but you can
your
friends
and everything. If you press the dashboard button or something, have a Twitter bit.
Yeah, same. Well, not so much with Facebook, because Facebook isn't really something you just have running in the background. But Last.fm...
Some people do.
Nerds.
Does it have the chat application? It doesn't, does it?
Chat?
Facebook has a chat thing.
Does it?
In the bottom corner.
Oh, that.
That little thing. Does it have that on Xbox? Did you notice?
I don't think so, but I wasn't really looking for it. I was just checking to make sure you got photos and commenting.
Because most people, if they leave Facebook running, it's because of that.
Oh, haven't they heard of Windows Live Messenger?
It's not. Hmm.
Last.fm, again, it would be nice for Last.fm to run in the background because then you can listen to it while you're playing games and stuff.
Yep.
But it doesn't.
Which is a major flaw.
Yeah, so the update automatically brings down Twitter for you, but it doesn't, at least at this stage, seem to bring down Facebook, Last.fm, and I think maybe the Zoom video place as well.
Oh, well, because you have to download it. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you have to actually download those after the fact, which I suppose is fair enough. I also think the current layout of the UI is rather weird. They've added like a My Community thing along there, which is where you access Facebook and Twitter.
I think they need to change the UI for it all anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know where I would put... I would stick them, really, because, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they need to look at that for the next update. But other than that, they work quite well. Twitter seems to update relatively quickly.
Yeah, we tested it.
Yep, we tested it with one tweet, which is a complete scientific and 100% accurate test.
Why would we do that quickly? I'm sure it's got always, unless we got it in the middle of an update. Yeah, of an update.
But I mean, it might be like a 2-minute refresh or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
I doubt it's like a 10-second.
Are there
refresh.
Any settings?
Not that I could find.
Okay. Sorry, I'm eating as well. I'm hungry.
This is where we need Adam to talk.
But he's not back, was he?
No, I suppose I could log in to Skype to see. But meh.
Fine.
He doesn't listen to the episodes anyway.
Okay, so I mentioned Murasame.
Murasama.
We went to London Expo on Saturday.
Yeah, this is official Game and Cast review. Where we interviewed some guy called Tim.
Both myself and Paul went, along with Charlotte and her boyfriend, Tim. And one thing I wanted to do was play Borderlands.
Which we arranged.
Uh-huh.
By speaking nicely to one of the representatives at the event.
Yeah. In other words, waited for someone to leave a pod so we could start playing on it. Yeah, because I was going to get it on Friday. I actually buy it from Game. But, I decided against it because it was £40 and I had no chance of playing it beforehand.
Yeah, £40 is a bit steep.
I mean, with my discount, well, with crappy 10% discount, yeah, I mean, that's only steep. 36. But still, I thought, meh. I mean, I'd buy a game before trying it if I know, like, say a
series
is good.
If you know it's
going
to be good.
So, like, I'll buy a Ratchet and Clank game because I know I'm going to like it. But with Borderlands, I'm not a huge World War shooter fan, so I haven't really played many of the Brother in Arms games.
No, neither have I. The first one was quite shit.
So, like, I mean, well, I know Call of Duty are good, because I always liked the first one on the PC.
Well, Gearbox didn't do a terribly bad job with the original Half-Life expansions, did they?
How did they do those?
They did Opposing Force and Blue Shift, I think, yeah.
Okay. All I knew that they'd done was Brother in Arms.
They also did the Halo port.
Oh, yeah, they did. That was good.
Well, it was just a port one, so...
But they added multiplayer.
Well, it had LAN multiplayer anyway. The Xbox version.
They just added online. That was the only good thing about it. Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting these things. I always forget things that people make anyway. But, yeah, so we played Borderlands. I quit the game that was currently playing.
Because we wanted to start over and do split screen.
Well, yeah, I thought we might as well play it together. And because I guessed it'd have a split screen...
Split spleen?
Split spleen. Split screen cooperative mode. So I quit the game. One of the guys asked me if I'd broken it. Did you just fuck... Oh, my God.
My mouse double-clicked instead of single-clicking. We're going to have to play Empire.
No, close
Dota
it.
War.
Close the
I blanket. Can't close it yet. It's loading.
Oh, my God. Yeah, one of the lovely marketing guys came over. Well, I'd call him a marketing guy. I don't know.
PR guy.
He
handles
the public.
He's
just a crew member.
Yeah, he's just some dude. Hey, dude.
He might work for Gearbox. As you know, they were all British, so who published?
He might work for the publisher.
2K. Maybe he works for 2K, but 2K are American. I don't know.
Yeah, but they'll have offices in Britain.
Maybe. Either way, yeah, he asked us if I'd broken it and then said he'd start the game for me.
I think his exact words were, oh, you haven't broken it again, have you? He said again.
What?
We've only just got on it.
And then when I was going to say to play the game, he was like, oh, let me do that for you. And press the...
He pressed one button
the,
for us.
Is it the A? Yeah, the A button. So it would, you know, click on A. Press the game.
They obviously didn't want us looking around the menu.
It was a full version.
Maybe there's something secret
they
in there.
They had promo boxes alongside the 360s.
Yeah, this game's already out, but you're not allowed to look at the menu in case you leak details about it. Oh, by the way, there's a settings option.
Yeah. Although one other thing I'd like to add is that there was a 2K Games guy there doing an interview claiming Borderlands and Bioshock... Ignore it. But he was saying how Borderlands is the new 2K Games game, as if they make it.
Well, they are the publisher. So.
They are the publishers, but still. I wouldn't call Brutal Legend an EA game. I wouldn't call Left 4 Dead an EA game. You not got a comment?
Well, I agree with that.
That's nice. That's a crab number. Yeah. I know that. It's an Artemis Fowl.
Yeah, it is an Artemis Fowl.
Well, it's been released now. I think that's one of the screenshots that have been given out as well.
I don't. Is it that image?
It's a bit smaller, I think.
Okay.
They all look similar, don't they?
Don't.
Yeah, so we played Borderlands together. Right from the start, so we had to watch the cut, the intro and everything like that, which was quite long.
Yeah, the intro dragged on a bit.
Well, especially because we were waiting to play it and there was no chance of skipping it at all.
No, there was no way to skip it, so I don't know what the deal with that is.
Making people have to watch it?
Yeah, but surely it's already been played once on that machine, so it would just, you know...
Not in split screen, though. But either way, not all games add the skippable cutscene features once you've seen them before.
They should do.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, because it wastes time otherwise. So, yeah, so we played together. I played as the woman with the pink hair. Was it pink or red?
Yeah, I don't know.
And Paul played as some...
I was mainly looking at your ass.
Big guy. Thank you. Not that I should say that, because it's the game character's ass. The game itself looks quite nice. I'm trying to use... Okay. Yeah, the game looks nice. That's my main positive bit, other than I like quests.
Yeah, it's a questy game. So you, it works as a regular first-person shooter. But you get quests, and then you go off into the world and complete the quest. Mm. So, for example, during the very start of the game, there's a quest to kill a bunch of these mole rat-type dudes.
Mole rats? They were...
Whatever they're called, they look
skugs?
Like mole rats.
Was it a skug? Something like that.
And then there was another one to kill 8 bandit dudes.
Yeah, and then there was like retrieving things, getting a shield, stuff like that. The quest bit's nice. I like doing quests in games. It's like the whole MMO thing. That's the only reason I like WoW. Collecting things. I'm not getting back into it.
We can do the
dailies.
I'm not
getting back into WoW. I don't have the time to.
Play it at work.
No, I'm not bloody playing it at work.
Why? Everyone else does.
No, you don't. Yeah. Those are the only two good points about it, I would say. Would you say there's any other good points?
It looks quite good.
That's what I've already said.
Oh. We don't know about sound, obviously, because we couldn't hear it that well.
Yeah.
No? I mean, okay. It's, you know... It's hard to really judge it. Cel-shaded graphics, yeah, that makes a bit of a change. Some of them are quite well done, some of them aren't.
Mm.
So, like, the characters are well done, but the environments,
not as much.
The environments, I mean, you're not sure if it's cel-shaded, or if, like, Team Fortress, yeah, it looks really cel-shaded across the board. This game,
it's not really cel-shaded.
Well, it's like, you know, cartoony graphics.
It's got its own style to it, yeah.
Yeah. The environments in this... I mean, you could confuse it for trying to look like a real environment at some points, because you're thinking...
Yeah.
You know, I didn't start the game and think, whoa, this is... Wow, it's all cel-shaded.
I thought the game looked a bit bland in a way as well with the environments. So, like, at times it kind of felt a bit like Tatooine.
Yeah, it didn't.
Because you were in like this kind of little downtrodden village, I'd say, and then you went on the outskirts. So kind of like Tatooine meets I can't remember the name of the place, but there's a desert place in Final Fantasy 12 that I remember that was kind of similar as well. It's Crab Nebula. I thought
yep,
it was a really crap FPS. I found it way too sensitive. Okay, I'm not a huge FPS gamer, but I didn't like how it handled. I had to turn the sensitivity almost all the way down, and it was still a bit too fast for me, I thought. There was no targeting, reticule, crosshair, whatever you want to call it. And because there wasn't an auto aim of any sort, which is fine. But even when you zoomed in with your gun, you didn't get a crosshair. Unless it was a specific gun that had a humongous one.
Yeah, like a gun which had a scope, it would have a crosshair, like a looking down the scope.
But even when they had those, it was humongous and not in the right place. I didn't feel it in the right place. I mean, with the main rifle that I had, I don't know if everyone has the same rifle from the start. Did you have the same gun as me? I don't know.
At the start, I think we did. Then we started picking up different stuff.
When you zoomed in, well, would that be the right term? Zoomed in?
Look down.
When you look down it just felt really like it was a World War shooter in my eyes.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? Only the guns were really inaccurate.
And yeah, they're really inaccurate, and it was horrible because
it's like they're manufactured by some sort of Stone Age people.
It added a depth of view, depth of field even, when you look down the
and it was
gun.
Really, it was really narrow depth of field as well. It didn't
so
have,
if you had it slightly on the character or on the enemies, it wouldn't count. So you have it right on the guys, which okay is a nice thing in a way because it means you know that you're on the guy. But I don't know. I didn't like it that much. I'm kind of happy I didn't buy it. Do you have anything else to say about Borderlands?
I'm not buying it.
I'll get it on PC. It'll be quite nice on the PC, I'd imagine.
I'm still not buying it.
But I won't pay full price for it. What was next? What's next?
Next, Windows 7 is next.
Okay, cool. Can I go get some more water then, yeah?
No. Windows 7 was released on Thursday, as I'm sure a couple of people know.
I knew, and anyone who reads the Metro would know.
Okay, people who read the Metro would know about this new release. So there's a few things to note, really. One, buy it before it gets expensive, because in Europe, at least, next year it'll be going up. If you cast your mind back to the whole EU and Internet Explorer issue, Microsoft was originally going to sell the N edition in Europe, which would not have... I'm sorry, the E edition, as in addition to the N version. And the E version was not going to have a web browser whatsoever. And this version was scrapped, but it did mean that Europe got it slightly cheaper because they didn't change the prices after they announced.
Sorry about the
it was scrapped. So I'd recommend, if you've got a few machines, I'd recommend Home Premium Family Pack.
Yes.
Which comes with Home Premium and free copies of.
Yes.
Which is how much?
Well, that was for the upgrade.
Yeah, it's only upgrade, I think.
£130.
Yeah, so £130 for free licenses,
or
upgrade licenses.
£60 for one license.
Yeah.
So really, you know, if you want to have it on two machines, you might as well just get the family pack and then have a spare one lying around for, like, if you decide to get another computer at some point, although they'll
if
all have
did,
7 on it now, won't they?
7 on, yeah.
Well, no, your netbook came with Linux, didn't it?
Yeah, but if it's an upgrade license,
oh yeah,
you need
to
Windows
to
upgrade from originally.
Windows.
Sorry, but Microsoft didn't make a cut on Linux yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, that's fun. It's already it beat the Macintosh market share before it was even released.
Yeah.
So sorry, Adam. Well, it beat Mac OS 10.6 market share before it was released. I predict within by the end of November, it would have eclipsed the entire Macintosh platform, and it wouldn't surprise me if it can deliver that by next week.
Yeah.
Because the Macintosh is only like 3.8%.
Say that. About sales, so I'm going to go on a slight tangent here. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about PS3 sales?
What about them?
They beat 360 this month.
Wow.
First time in 14 months, I think it is.
Well, yeah, they released a Slim, didn't they, with a price drop. So.
Yeah. So the first time ever the PS3 sells, I doubt it will last that long. Because, I mean, the main reason they will have sold it is from the new one coming out. Everyone buying it. And then there'll be, like, a bit of a silent period after that, won't
Yeah, there? I suspect a lot of PS3 owners just upgraded.
I think also Wii sales have dropped.
Wii sales have actually been flagging for, like, the last year, though, haven't they?
But you'd expect them dumping in the new Wii Sports Resort now. Someone else might decide to get it.
I wouldn't really see any sales change from that. People buy a Wii...
Well, anyone that hasn't got one already might decide, oh, that's a better deal because I'm getting two games with it.
Yeah, but I don't think that's really enough because people don't see what the game... what games it's bundled with, and if they do, they think, oh, maybe it's just the retailer doing it.
Well, someone
they
at work,
just think, oh, I want a Wii.
Someone at work the other day was moaning, saying how you can't buy Wiis on their own. It's like, you've always been able to buy Wiis on their own. It's just the fact that shops don't advertise it.
Yeah, Wii on its own, 180 quid.
Other than, of course, launch days.
Wii on its own, 180 quid, and yeah, it's bundled with Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort. That's how it is.
It's quite good, though. At least you get a game with it, no matter what.
Yeah, because otherwise what would happen is you'd have retailers bundle shit games with it, and then you just have shit games with the console.
Which then, of course, make you feel like it's not a great console.
Yeah. And retailers would hurt their own sales, their own long-term sales, by putting you off the console.
Anyway, sorry about that. What have we got lined up next?
Star Trek Online.
Okay.
So yeah, the expo thingamajig we went to the other day, Star Trek Online also had a bit of a presence there.
Yeah, they had about 12?
Yeah, maybe about 12 computers
on it. Which were constantly being used.
Yeah.
By, I'm going to guess, Star Trek nerds. Mm. I didn't notice any of them actually dressed up as in Star Trek cosplay.
I did count 7 people dressed
but
up.
But playing Star Trek Online, I mean.
Well, I think there are many there for the Dax photos, weren't there?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Dax. Hi.
Referring to her as her character.
Yeah.
As if that's a real person.
And then one dude referring to her as Daxes, referring to her later host in season 7.
Hmm.
Well, it's a different actor, obviously. And character.
I wouldn't have minded giving it a play.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to sample an online game like that
That's
from
why
just a few
I
minutes.
Thought it was a bit hard to sample Borderlands. Yeah. We played it for quite a while. Whereas, like, playing Murasame, it's easy.
Yeah, you can just get a feel of it.
You can jump into
minutes.
It. You don't have to watch the start or have an introduction. That and I asked the dude about what the controls were. I wouldn't have minded giving it a play, though. But I'm sure I would have had to wait a while because it didn't look like they were chucking people off.
No.
They were letting people just play. I think they were probably happy they had people playing it, so...
Yeah, it didn't look like there were that many people queuing for either, so...
One thing my sister said was she thought it looked like galaxies.
Yeah, it didn't look that impressive from my point of view. No offense. But, I mean, you know, I'm not going to give up World of Warcraft just yet, because obviously for online MMO RPG, you do invest a lot of time in it, and moving between them, like Adam does, is the reason all his characters are level 5. No offense, Adam.
One thing that did make me laugh, though, was when we were going past the Star Trek Online bit, maybe a second or third time, some little chubby kids ran up to it, seeing that there was a game there, and they were like, oh, and they got there, and it was like Star Trek Online, and they were like, oh. Just walked away. Because, of course, like, there weren't a huge amount of games to play at Expo.
No,
so
they
obviously
weren't,
they thought, oh, there's something we can play. There's usually a lot more. But then... Saying that, like, the small places, like Koei and Tecmo, Koei and Rising Star had a fair amount of games to play, but there were people constantly on them.
Yeah. Left 4 Dead 2 was there as well, with the demo. I didn't
bother.
Wait.
They reused the Dead Space shells. That's what they were in. The things they had the people going
in. Oh, yeah.
They were used for Dead Space marketing 2 years ago.
Okay.
They had those at Expo a year ago. They had them at Expo last year in October.
Yeah, we didn't
they
really
had them at Collectomania as
we
well.
Didn't really bother checking Left 4 Dead 2 out because I thought I had a demo code which worked because the demo's released in 2 days and preloading is already starting now.
Either way,
code doesn't seem to
won't
work.
It just be the same?
Yeah, pretty much.
just with two fingers up on the box, as opposed to one. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, Star Trek Online. You can actually apply for the closed beta at the moment. If you go at... Where is that? I stuck it over there. I'm sure it's just like... Star Trek Online? Yeah. If you go to StarTrekOnline.com, you can register for the closed beta. I'm not sure how many places they're having for it. But if you want to give it a whirl... I'm not sure how many races you can play as. I don't know. I don't know how many races there are in the Star Trek universe.
Hundreds.
Should be able to get tribbles. You should have a tribble as a pet. And then it can multiply in your bag and you run out of space.
Oh god, that'd be so awesome.
Or like if you have a ship, multiply in your ship. And then you can't get anywhere.
And then your ship gets too heavy to move.
Oh, yeah. What's next?
Next, we're going to talk about Metro 2033.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes.
The game got, I think, officially announced, because I'm guessing they got their publisher for it. A few days ago? Maybe Thursday time, something like that. I was at work at the time. I felt kind of bad watching the trailer. But everyone else does it. So I was like, okay, I'll watch the trailer. What it is... What should I explain about it first? It's been published by THQ, who don't generally publish a huge amount of amazing games, in my opinion.
MotoGP, Xbox.
Yeah.
If they still publish that. The decent one developed by Climax Motorsport.
I know they published Dawn of War and all that. I'm not into that. Tim loves it. But Tim likes Warhammer. But then also, I'm not a huge fan of RTS. I'll play them. I like them. But I'm not good. I suck.
You don't have to be good.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Otherwise, you know, what's the point? I'll just lose all the time.
That's why you do team games and stuff.
I know. Yeah, so it's been published by THQ. It's been made by a company called, I think they're 4 Games or 4A Games, something like that, which are a company in Ukraine. They've got the right one. Yeah, Ukraine. The game, Metro 2033, is based on a book with the same title, written by a Russian author. I cannot remember his name. It was Dmitry something or other. Do you remember?
Dmitry Dudaskovsky or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's written... It's based on a... I think it's based on the main premise of the book, so not following everything in the book, because I'm not sure if that can be done in the game. I might be able to... What do you think? Do you think you could base a game on a book?
Pretty much.
And get it exactly the same. It makes it quite linear, though.
What about Dune?
True. Yeah, but... Stop doing that. I don't know. Yes, it's... The game itself is based in the year 2033.
As the name suggests.
Yes. There was some huge nuclear stuff that happened... Or it was just the fact that the world became unsafe to live in because of
the boogeyman and or Michael Jackson.
I can't remember. I only read the synopsis. Well, I read it twice now because I read it to my sister, but I can't remember what it was. But there's a few people left who were in the Moscow underground at the time of this happening zone.
For those outside the UK, underground means underground trains.
Should I call it tubes?
A.K.A.
Metro.
Underground trains, a.k.a. Metro.
Metro. It's set... That's why it's called, of course, Metro 2033. It's set in the metro in Moscow, which is apparently as safe as a nuclear bunker or something like that, or the only thing that was safe. I know you had things to say about that when I was saying it to you. Cause
yeah, obviously a nuclear bunker would be better designed, because yes. A nuclear bunker would have... food.
Yeah, but the people water. Wouldn't have been in those at the time. These people were in there at the time. So all the people that are in the game... That
so basically it's
under-
out in the Fallout universe, only one of the extra...
I think this has been made... They've been making it for a while, though, even though Fallout's been made for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, I'm not really...
But
not,
no,
I don't mean that literally.
It's a dystopian game.
I'm just trying to make a joke, but okay, I can't okay, think... Oh, joke. Vault. Only this is one of the vaults not owned by Vault Tech.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's dystopian universe. happens all the time stuff.
Yeah, like Superman.
Superman.
Yeah. Having some alien dude walk around and we don't even know he's an alien, that seems pretty scary to me.
That's not really what dystopian is.
Well, just...
Anyway.
Fine, I'll stop trying to make jokes because you seem to just nitpick.
Trash it. The video itself shows a little bit of gameplay with the character you play as putting on a gas mask, which I thought was quite nice. So maybe if you have to put it on at certain times, I don't know. They're probably going to be wearing it throughout the whole game. There's other people in the metro with you. Quite a few people, like families and stuff. I read apparently they've made their own kind of little... What was it? Because they were growing mushrooms, weren't they? Is that what I said?
Mushrooms.
They managed to grow mushrooms in the metro. That was what the richer people ate and the poorer people ate rats. I remember that.
I'm sure the rats will probably be better for you than the mushrooms.
You never know.
Well, if you've got hungry people, you're going to get a lot more...
Depends where the rats came from. If they came from above...
I suppose if they're really scrawny rats, then yeah.
I'm guessing it's got to do with going above ground. Not a huge amount has been shown on it yet.
Time will tell.
But I think... what's above the ground...
Ooh, look, my shovel dug out a trench.
What's above the ground is like... I think it's got mutated things. Something along those lines.
Yeah, the mutant from beyond the moon, in this case, Mars.
I think there was a voiceover on the trailer of some Russian dude talking in English. There is actually a Russian trailer as well. Because they've got like their original trailers on the website. Obviously for when they were trying to get a publisher to pick it up. Either way, I've got my eyes on it now. I'm guessing it's coming out next year. Guessing. It might not be out for 2 years, I don't know. Depends how far in development it is. But I'm quite interested in it, mainly because I like dystopian stuff.
So what's this boy blob game?
You wouldn't have heard of it because you had a Mars system when you were a little boy. Well, and your Archimedes and whatnot. But originally, a boy and his blob came out on the NES. Sorry. Well, you were.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, it was on the NES. It was created by the dude who brought us Pitfall.
What's Pitfall?
Pitfall. Have you not played it?
Nope.
Pitfall was based in like a jungle, and you were your typical Indiana Jones explorer guy.
Oh, boring.
Jumping over logs and crocodiles and holes.
So pretty much
and
like
stuff.
All old school games, really, jumping around.
It was quite limited, the original. Anyway, I'm not talking about Pitfall. And recently, Way Forward even, who have brought us a load of games. Nothing too amazing in my eyes. I don't know, they're making a WiiWare tile, which looked quite interesting, but I can't remember what it was called. Something like Lit, maybe?
Lit.
Yeah. And they've recently been making A Boy and His Blob, which comes out in... it's 2 weeks' time on the 6th.
You can see my juju track.
I actually pre-ordered a copy this morning because I'm quite excited about it. It's like a 2D little platformy game. You're a little boy and he has a blob. Well, I can say little boy. And he's got this cute little white blob and you've got to save Blobonia or something like that. I just want to mention it just because of how nice it looks. Everything's been hand-drawn. You can say hand-drawn. I don't know. It's got a beautiful visual style to it, especially in the animations. You can tell a lot of effort's been put into the game, which is probably a reason why I like it. But also the fact they've added a little feature on it. If you press the A button, it's called the hug button. And if you're next to your blob, he gives him a hug. Well, the little boy gives him a hug. I just thought that was so cute. But like, you can get the blob to do loads of different things. So you can use him as a parachute.
It's a turtle.
Make him turn into a ladder. Like a trampoline. Loads of different things. I think you've got like, you press a button and it comes up with different options you can do. That looked a bit iffy. Because it was these tiny little icons and you'd have to know what they meant.
Yeah.
Either way, it looks lovely. And I can't wait to give it a play. Although it does come out the same day as Ratchet and Clank. Ratchet and Clank, Crack in Time. Why am I saying crank? I'm mixing the two words.
Cranky guy.
Yeah, it comes out the same day. I'll hopefully give them both a play when they come out. But I do recommend people checking out. Have I mentioned that it's on the Wii? Did I mention that?
It's on the Wii, ladies and gentlemen.
Although apparently it doesn't use the motion control.
No, it doesn't.
All it uses... it doesn't. All it uses is it as if it's a game. So you could probably play it with a classic controller. Or, you know, just... I think it's like... the D-pad and the buttons, and that's pretty much it. But I don't mind that. A Wii game doesn't have to have full motion capabilities, if you ask me.
No, not necessarily.
Because the thing is, though, the target audience for A Boy and His Blob is better suited on the Wii than putting it on the 360 or the PS3. Because it just wouldn't sell. Whereas at least someone will see it, think it looks cute, and then just buy it.
I suppose.
Even though it's got a lot to compete with, of course, on the Wii. But yeah, so that's A Boy and His Blob. I could probably talk more about it, but I can't think of anything else about it off the top of my head.
So what about this detuned thing?
Well, you know what that is. You were playing that today.
Yeah, that's the thing with the tune, which I can't get out of my fracking head.
I can't remember what it was. But recently, I can't remember when it came out, because I remember reading about it in Edge I flipped through, I think. And they had a tiny little bit about it. And they had a little bit about it on the PlayStation blog. Also, when I think it went to a game show recently or something like that, or an expo or Comic Con, I don't know.
It went somewhere.
Yeah, it was shown somewhere. What it is a demo scene product. I'm not sure where the guys who made it are from. They weren't... Well, their names didn't seem like they were from America or anything like that. They're not from the UK.
Oh, cool. There's a Dust Devil in this picture.
It's a green one, too.
No, it's one. They take three pictures and then calibrate it, and because the Dust Devil moved...
Oh, okay.
And it was the three pictures.
Yeah, so Detuned is a demo scene thing. If you don't know what demo scene is, type it into Wikipedia. It'll tell you about it. Demo scene is quite an old kind of thing. I suppose you could call it a genre. There's two demo scene products on the PSN at the moment, which is Detuned and Lingo in the Shadows. Lingo in the Shadows came out ages ago, although you can actually play it on their website, on the official company's website. Although I'm not sure if with Detuned you can, so I was looking at you've got a spot.
Yeah,
so,
carry on.
Yeah, Detuned is a bit odd. Of course, any demo scene product is. Well, any demo scene following thing is. Like, the setting of... Well, firstly, it's on the PSN. Only on PSN. Because Sony are actually going for this kind of audience as well. But then they should be after having like the third place adverts and stuff like that. It's £2.69, I think? £2.69?
Yeah, a couple of quid.
It wasn't expensive. Either was Lingo in the Shadows. If they marked it as more money, you know, they're not going to get it. Plus, it's not really made by a huge company, so they're not going to be demanding money of their user base. But what it is, it's in... Was it kind of a greeny-blue-tinted room?
It's more blue.
A blue-tinted kind of room with these red neon-like bands all around the place. As yeah. in, like, circular bands. Does that make sense?
Red, glowy, sticky line.
Yeah, there was, like, a blue rubber duck with one round his neck.
Yeah.
And then there's these little guys kind of reminiscent of Domokun. You know who Domo is, yeah?
A stupid monster.
Yeah. Do you think they were kind of like him? But
yeah.
A little bit more cutesy.
I was thinking, yeah, they were definitely like him. And I mean, the shape of them was the same. The only thing that was different was like the mouth and the
eyes. The face, yeah. They were just randomly jumping up at times. The main focus...
And they
of
were
the
all really happy.
Yeah, they were all happy. Obviously that you were there. The main focus of the game was there was a chair in front of these little guys. And in the chair was sat this guy. Quite average looking guy. He had a beard. Did he have a beard? He did have a beard, didn't he?
If he did, it was only small.
He's got a beard like you, I think.
Oh.
He had like brown hair with like a receding hairline.
There was
like
some dude in a suit.
Yeah, he was wearing a suit. He was quite cool. And being a demo scene product, it doesn't tell you what to do. The main point of it is just kind of exploration in a way and interaction. So what you could do, if you tilted your controller, it would move the camera up and down.
Yep.
You could then press any button on the PS3 controller. So X, square, circle, triangle, and some of the D-pad as well. And it would say something
in the
corner.
Well, the D-pad was in combination with those buttons.
Okay. It would say something in the corner, so like elephant, carnival, vampire, balloon, stuff like that. And then what you could do, because the only way to figure out anything to do, really, other than if you press the pause button, and there's actually a help section that tells you everything. But it's more fun just pressing all the buttons, seeing what you can do. If you pressed, was it the L2 or the R2 buttons, it did an action relating to the word. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you just looked a bit, I don't know.
Looking at my screen.
Okay, sorry. It related to the words at the bottom of the screen. So, like, if you pressed balloon, if you had balloon up, if you pressed L2, you have a maximum of 5 times, it blew his head up to look like a balloon. Or with elephant, it made his head into an elephant. Or there was ghost, which gave him a ghostly kind of head. But what was also cool, if you rotated the left analog stick, either clockwise or anti-clockwise...
He would move around.
No. That's the camera.
Oh, sorry, left.
Yeah. The left one would rotate
the camera. Well, that's not really
cool,
is it? Just moving the camera.
Well, no, but it makes the noise still. And then if you rotate the right stick, he would do an action. So if he was the balloon man or the elephant man, he would, like, shake around violently in the chair. Or the same... Did he do the same for the ghost one? Or did he get up for the ghost one?
I think he got up for the ghost, didn't he?
So it made him look uncomfortable. So, like, he was moving his shoulders. Or there was, like, one of them and he was... holding his face, was he? I don't know. And then some of them, they danced or got up, which I thought was quite cool. I like the dancing. So you could just keep rotating the stick backwards and forwards, making him dance forwards and backwards. I thought it was really cool. I liked it. What did you think?
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't think I'd pay £2-3 for it.
Well, you don't have to.
No, I didn't, did I?
No, I did. Well, I like little kind of experimental games.
It's not really a game, is it? It's just something to do.
Experimental demo scene.
Probably. Ooh, Ares 1X launch on Tuesday.
The coolest thing I did, because I was looking at trophies, and one of them was have 4 elephants dancing around the chair in one... Was it just have 4 elephants dancing around the chair? Was that what it was?
4 elephants dancing around a chair.
Yeah, that was like the description of it. And Paul tried it by just having the elephant dance backwards and... Well, actually, no. Yeah, have 4 elephants. And so he was trying...
Yeah, first I tried just going around the chair, and then I tried blowing his... Well, dancing around a chair and inflating and deflating his elephant head 4 times, and that didn't work.
And this was on the Carnival one? It was, wasn't it? Because normal elephant was just moving around the chair, wasn't he? Yeah. So this elephant danced, and I looked at the help options, and it mentioned that the R2 button did stuff, which we didn't know beforehand because we just thought it was L2. And I keep saying I got out the chair, held down R2, and it split him into another person. So I kept pressing it, and it split him into 4. And it was really cool watching 4 elephants dancing around the chair. I liked it. I thought it was really cool. Charlotte thought it was cool as well, and that there was another demo scene product up on the PSN. What's also nice, which I haven't been able to test yet, and I'm hoping it works quite well, is you can, I said it again, you can add your own music. So instead of using this track that apparently Paul has stuck in his head, and I can't even remember, you can place your own music in. I'd hope, like, movement is to the music. I'm not sure if they would have done that. You can actually watch a demo as well. If you leave it, it starts in demo mode. And it pretty much moves to the music. It's a really nice thing to watch, I thought. I thought it was quite nice. I'd say it was worth $2.69. I'm sure I'll play with it again. Because I remember seeing it in a magazine with the guy sat in the chair with, like, this kind of blue stretched nose and head on, and I thought, wow, that looks quite cool. Ah, it's demo scene. And I was like, yeah, that's why it looks like that. So I was quite happy with it. I only saw it on the store because of something else that I wanted to get. But yeah. So that was cool.
Yep.
What's next?
Ratchet and Clank.
Okay. Yeah, Ratchet and Clank. The main reason I went on the PSN store was because I read there'd been a Ratchet and Clank demo pop. Unfortunately, after looking around, they haven't put it on the UK store. So I logged into my American account, and they have actually uploaded the demo. I think there's another demo coming, but the current demo that's up is a Clank demo. So you just play as Clank the whole time. So anyone who's played Ratchet and Clank Future Tools of Destruction, or whatever it's called, or is it just Tools? Actually, no, it's Ratchet and Clank Future Tools of Destruction. Anyone who's played that, there was a few little parts in it where you played just as Clank, which I always found quite hard, mainly because I found his jumps were always a little off. But it was, I think, in the new one, it's adding kind of a bit of a backstory to Clank in a way. Because we all know Ratchet and his Lombaxness, and there's no, well, anyone who plays the game. Not you.
No, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Why?
Platformer.
Fine. Well, I love Ratchet and Clank. Because it can be quite comical at times. And I quite like the voice actors they've got doing it. And you're just collecting nuts and bolts and shit. But yeah, so I downloaded the demo off the the American PSN, which was horribly 2 gig.
2.4 gig.
So I had that downloading for a good hour or so. I'm not sure why it was downloading.
Probably more like 2 or 3 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah. I suppose. Did I start at maybe 4-ish?
We started playing it about 6:30.
Hmm. Either way, it took a stupid amount of time to load. Download. I only got to play it at about 6:10, maybe. Just before we normally start doing the show. But I actually didn't finish playing it until about 6:50. So I got a fair amount of play out of it. Maybe I finished the demo itself. I felt quite long. But it introduced you to 2 new features that they've added to... I suppose you could say 3 to Clank. So when you play as him. So like anyone who's played the first PS3 one will know that... Actually, no, I can't spoil it. There's these dudes
called... Yeah, you can. It's been out for ages.
No, I'm not going to spoil it. There's these dudes called the Zuni. Or the Zuni? No, the Zoni. Zoni. Who are these little floating guys who did something. And you get introduced to them more again in this one. Giving you a backstory on Clank. And also giving you, like, this little kind of scepter that they have. What you... Looks like a bellsprout. That looks like a bellsprout. Anyway, sorry. You get the scepter, which allows you to mend broken things if you hit it. So if you see things that have sparks flying out of them, you can mend broken things, and then it gets you nuts and bolts. It allows you to throw a time bomb. So if you press, I think it was R1 or R2, one of those ones. It throws a little bomb to an area ahead of you, which stops all time around. Well, it slows down time around it. So you could slow down enemies. You can slow down things that are rotating really fast so you can get through. Anything like that to aid your playing experience. But another cool thing they've also added is having multiple instances of yourself. So you get these things which are time pads. You activate it and you start recording your actions for a minute. We got a maximum of a minute. So you record, say, pressing a button and opening a door. But then after a while, it gets a little bit more complex because you get 2 pads. I'm hoping they introduce more than 2 pads. They might not. But if you step on one pad, you do a recording, and then you step on another pad, and then you use the recording from the first pad to be able to do a second recording.
I'm confused.
If you play a demo, you'll know what I'm talking about, because the idea of it was a little confusing at first, not with the first bit, but with the second bit, because you had to do a recording for the first bit opening a door with a button, and then you had to record a second point of him opening another switch that had been opened due to the first one, and then you had to record over the top of the first one and do the switch that he did originally, so the second guy could go and do his switch so you could open the door. There was lots... Well, I'm guessing they're going to go a fair bit into this whole having to figure out what you're doing kind of thing, which is quite nice, adding a bit more complex element for, like, seven-year-olds. If a seven-year-old could do it, I don't know. It's all to do with timing as well, which is quite nice. But... Was that all they added? Yeah, that was all they added so far with Clank. I think there should be a Ratchet demo coming out as well. I'm not sure if it'll come out before the release of the game, because the game comes out in 2 days in America, so of course on Tuesday, whereas we don't get it until the 6th of November, which I thought was a bit crap.
Because
that's more than an extra week, so that's 2 weeks until we get over here. I am looking forward to it though, because since the first one finished, I really want to play Quest for Booty, and then since I finished Quest for Booty, I want to play the next one. But as I said before, it comes out the same day as bloody Boy and His Blob. I think I have them both and then figure out what to play. Unless I can just play two games. Which would be fun.
Indeed.
Yeah, I don't get to do that much. But, yeah, so I like the demo. The game still seems quite similar. Other than adding in these new elements to it. It's still the same old Ratchet & Clank. I did read, however, that they've added kind of like rewards for people who have already played the previous game. So
yeah, that's kind of cool.
Well, it's nice when games do that. So with Shenmue on Dreamcast, if you bought Shenmue 2 and you had your Shenmue save on the memory card, you could tell it to continue on from that save. You'd then have everything that you had in the first Shenmue and it'd bring over to Shenmue 2. So like, if you had so much yen, so if you had like thousands and thousands and or millions of yen from Shenmue, that would then convert itself into Hong Kong dollars. Why have they got cones on their heads?
They're zombies.
Okay, didn't realise that. And Ratchet & Clank's do it in a way. I read it on Kotaku? I think it was on Kotaku. And the guy had saved both two games on his PS3. And the saves for Tools of Destruction, the only thing, well, the first things he'd worked out so far, because there could be other things it does for you as well. But it gives you discount off the vendor kiosks, which of course weren't in Quest for Booty, but they were in Tools of Destruction, and it allows you to have a discount, which means you get to save up your money a bit more. He said he only had to once save up for money for a new gun. And then, if you have a Quest for Booty save, it gave you a pirate hat.
Ooh, pirates.
On what it said was some kind of avatar kind of page. I don't know, with a little... I think it said there was a page with stats and everything, and there was a little ratchet at the side, and you could dress him up. I'm guessing you unlock things, unless you have to buy things, which is then always crap. But it's not microtransactions. So that'd just be silly. It'd be pointless.
Indeed.
You'd be stuck to that one game, and you'd never be able to use it in anything else. I can't wait for the Ratchet demo if it does come out. Mainly because some of their new guns look quite cool. Or at least just one of them, because it turns your enemies into monkeys with symbols.
Yes, monkeys. Everybody likes monkeys.
I'm not sure though if it has them change into monkeys forever or if it wears off after a time. Because that's usually what games do, so like turn your enemy into a sheep kind of thing.
World of Warcraft.
Yep. But yeah.
But of course, there are other abilities mage can get. They can turn things into pigs and things like that as well.
Okay.
And even penguins, which is actually quite rare.
So I'm looking forward to Ratchet & Clank. I've already got a pre-order in. It's quite expensive, though.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Considering it was like originally more of an add-on sort of game.
Well, I think this is actually a full version, though, so I don't mind that so much.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Although the special edition itself, which is a game exclusive, just has a lenticular cover, which in Paul's eyes means clouds.
Yep.
But in my eyes, it means like Soul Reaver had a packet like that. Rayman 3 Hoodlum Havoc had a packet like that. A few games have done it, not that many though. But so it's got a lenticular sleeve, which has Ratchet and Clank on the front, and you get a few bonus weapon unlocks or something like that. I don't know, it's not the kind of things I'd like in a collector's edition. It'd be nice to get a Ratchet and Clank figure, if you ask me. A really nice one. But you're not going to get that. Is that a potato?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just playing Plants vs. Zombies.
Yes. But yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope there's no postal strikes around the date it comes out. Because I would like to play it on the Friday. Or beforehand if it comes early. So yeah. That's it on my checker.
Well, hey, so that's pretty much it for this show then. That's all we got on the show notes.
Ooh, we made it quite long though.
Yeah, we did drag it on a bit. Hopefully Adam will be back next week.
Yep.
If not, we will be here again.
Yeah, we're right. Actually, no. Yeah, sorry.
Yes, because you should be back.
Yes, I will be back. I'm going to Game City on Friday evening, or Friday afternoon after work. I don't really think there's anything that I'll be reporting about from it.
Maybe.
There is Indiecade there, so I might play some of the Indiecade winners and stuff like that. And Blitz 1UP are going to be there with some of their games that they're releasing. I know one of them's Clover or something like that, which is an Xbox Live title that's coming out. Other than that, don't know. But I'll be back. I might be a bit tired, so it might be a short show. So yeah. I don't know. So we're... See you next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with episode 176.
Yes.
And we might have a Forza 3 review by then.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Can't guarantee anything.
No.
But yeah, so you can leave feedback on the blog at gamecast.net. Is that what you say normally?
Yep. You're learning.
Or you can send us an email at...
funkymonkey.monkey.
What is the email?
Feedback at gamercast.net.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that's what it was, so it was just feedback at gamercast.net. Or you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com.
Well, not or. You will follow us on Twitter.
You will, apparently. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/gamercast. You can direct any messages toward us or anything. And hopefully the show will be up on Monday. So when you're listening to it, the show will be up. Which is a given anyway.
Until then, we'll
see you next week.
Yeah.
Cool. Bye-bye.